This is Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX. I'm Will James. This past weekend's Women's March drew more than 100,000 people into the streets of Seattle. It was just one day after President Donald Trump took office. But as time goes on, protest movements tend to fade. So 88.5's Warren Langford and I asked marchers how they plan to keep up their momentum and incorporate their activism into their daily lives, long after the energy of the inauguration has passed.
It's tough because I feel like, you know, for this type of movement, you need kind of like a really strong emotional reaction from somebody, or everybody rather, to get them mobilized. So, I mean, I guess just stay informed, stay educated. I would say, too, is like you never changed anyone's mind by yelling at them, you know? So maybe kind of coming at it, at, you know, positivity and just, you know, a little bit more civilized.
You know, social media is a good start, but I think that's sort of this black hole you can go down, the rabbit hole. I think it's really important to actually get out of your home, go to a meeting of an organization, make friends in the community.
This is a great start, actively engaging. Now more than ever, engaging in public policy and contacting the legislators.
For me, I know that this has inspired me in the midterm elections, for example. I'm actually going to phone bank and go knock on doors this time instead of considering my vote being all that I can do. So hopefully it will energize people to get out in the community, actually do something and talk to people.
Well, I'm going to get a lot more involved. I've always kind of stood back and watched other people do this kind of stuff. And I think it's just time to kind of make a statement.
You see more people gathered here today and everywhere, but there are individuals who have continually and unceasingly been doing this work. They will continue. It is nice to have all this added support. But when people start going back to their daily lives, yes, it's hard to look beyond that. But we're asking people to please step outside your comfort zone, look out your windows, step outside your doors.
Those were the voices of Tina Carlos, Evelyn Dickinson, Jessica Brown, Lynn Anderson, Robin Jones, and Martha Ortiz speaking at the Seattle Women's March.